The democratically controlled U.S. Senate is set to vote on a wage hike soon. That's why the progressive advocacy group Americans United for Change is on the bus tour. It's stopping in key states and asking Republicans to vote to raise the wage to $10.10. In Wisconsin, they're targeting Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Paul Ryan. Lauren Wiener is with the group and spoke earlier today while the bus was on its way from Chicago to Milwaukee.
The Senate is getting ready to vote on raising the minimum wage either this week or in the coming weeks to $10.10, and we anticipate that Senator Johnson could vote for it. And Congressman Ryan obviously is an influential voice in the House.
The Milwaukee event featured a full-time fast food worker who Wiener says is in her late 50s and is struggling to make ends meet.
She's relying on food stamps as well, which a lot of these workers do. They rely on public assistance because these wages are just not enough to compensate them, even though a lot of them are working full-time. So the taxpayers actually wind up subsidizing a lot of these workers, through food stamps, through Medicaid, through other public programs.
Senator Johnson's office did not provide a statement on the bus tour or the wage raise in general. In the past, he has stated raising the wage would kill jobs. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.